Okay, yes, good morning again. I want to thank each and everyone for joining us this morning. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again another day. Thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning. Thank you for a wonderful love that you share with us each and every day. We thank you for everything you have done, Lord. We can't thank you enough. We rejoice this morning in your mercy and your care for us. We thank you. We praise God for the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Rutherford, for the Masters Tour, for keeping us all connected with you, Lord. We thank you so much for them. We thank you for our prayer warriors, audit distributors, customers, guests that join us here on the Master's Call this morning. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, for allowing us to bring things to so that we can be paid. Continues to stay healthy and be happy. We also thank the staff, Lord, for serving us, Lord. They serve us day in, day out. We thank you for them, Lord. We thank you for Mother Josie, Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott, Mother Oliver this morning. We praise you. Give them health and strength to go on, Lord. We pray for the sick and the shut-in this morning. Lord, anyone that believes in this morning, please comfort them like you never comforted them before, Lord. We thank you for everyone, Lord, we love you and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away, darling.
Good morning, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer, Minister Cynthia. Good morning, TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I am from Snellville, Georgia, here, and I would love to tell you a little bit about our call. It started in October of 2010 with our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon, and we stand on this scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And we have a mission statement here, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website. That website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, it's www.themasterscall.net. And this is where all of our messages have been archived here, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And the theme for the year is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me individually and corporately will clearly be seen. And if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what our minister Cynthia did, or as a host, such as like what I'm doing right now, or maybe you want to share a word from the Lord, or maybe you have a prayer request or a praise report, we would love to hear from you, and you could submit all of that information to this email address. It's info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And we all came together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, but we still feature great products to help the world become healthier. And from Artists, we have the new morning motivational call that's held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where a team of artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of our wonderful artist products. And that phone number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number for that call is 294-617-POUND. Again, that number is 712-770-4005. PIN number 294-617-POUND. And there's a bypass number if you need, if your provider is, you know, charging you for the call, you can get around that by calling this number, and it is 716-293-9707. Today on the call is Wednesday, Awareness Wednesday. Today, I know that's one of my favorite calls to listen to. And now what we have been waiting for is our speaker. And our speaker on the call today is our very own, one of our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. And I'll tell you a little bit about Dr. Patton. She is a native of Monticello, Mississippi, and she has filled many roles in her lifetime, including being an Army chaplain for many years, and also for the Military Intelligence Group and senior pastor for the Interfaith Worship Service there. And she also was an associate pastor for the old military chapel. And she also is a loving mother and grandmother and a loving wife. She served for a season as the one and only ambassador of Artists International. And lastly, she is the co-founder of the Master's Call. And she is just a beautiful and joyous woman of God. She has a joy retreat, and she's just really an inspiration and just a joy to know. Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, are you on the line with us this morning?
Can you hear me, Minister Rebecca?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, good morning. Good morning to you. Thank you. Good morning to you and your beautiful family. God bless you. Thank you so much for what you do for us here on this TMC ministerial call. I am so thankful that you got back safe, and I pray that you had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving there in Florida with your family. Hi, hello, how is everybody this morning in the TMC land, sitting out here in our telecommunication sanctuary? We are so grateful to God, for he is an awesome, awesome God. Listen, I do give honor to my I don't know what to call her. She's my sister, my friend. She is doctor. Yes, she is. She's pastor to so many, prophetess. She is all of that. Yes, I should be introducing her to do this morning. But I'm going to do what thus said the Lord this morning. And what can I say about our psalmist, Kaylin? I love you, Jesus, girl, when you came out with that. I worship and adore you. I love the Lord this morning, you all. And I thank you so much, sweetheart. You are your mama's baby girl, and I tell you, your oldest sister is getting ready for those tests this week, and we're praying for her, and she got to get on through this journey. But I'm here to tell you, you are here faithfully, and we thank God for you, and we are praying your success. You don't ask for much, but you're going to get a whole lot, okay? Listen, everybody. This morning, now you listen to me really good. My daddy used to say all the time, he used to say, "Babe girl, you got to get on up. You got to get up because it's the early birds to get the worm." And I'm saying to myself, I ain't no bird and I don't want no worm, so let me get another little piece of sleep. You're right. And the analogies that they used then absolutely now make sense to me. So because of my daddy, I had to get up early in the morning. At 5 o'clock, I was up and in the kitchen baking biscuits. Yes, I did. That's why I don't like to cook today. I had to do stuff that I didn't want to do then, and I don't have to do now. I don't bake. Don't ask me to bake nothing unless the anointing of God come up on me and I do something crazy and bake up you all something. You know, don't ask. But anyway, Daddy said it was the early bird. So I get up early this morning and just kind of talking to the Lord and reading and doing what I do when I get up. And God gave me something, you all, straight out of the oven for you again. It lets you know how important you are to God. He gave me something that I know is not just for me, it's for you as well, in addition to the word that I'm going to give you. He says, listen to me. This year, this month, December, is a special month. I said, yeah, it's the last month of 2019, and I've got a whooping in 2019. He says, yes, but look, in this month, you have five Mondays, and five Tuesdays. I said, five Mondays, Tuesdays? Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, five, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You know I'm going on those three. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, he says, and this happens only, you know, I went on and read a little bit about that thing. You won't get a chance to see it again. We won't get a chance to see it again. I said, God, what are you saying to me? He says, I'm giving you more time. I'm giving you more time to accomplish the things that you are supposed to accomplish in this decade. In the decade of 2019, I'm giving this 10-year, before you step over into 2020, I'm giving you more time, okay? So understand, because I'm saying, as I'm preparing this message, I'm saying, God, I got a series, but it's only for, a certain length of time here now, and, and he let me look at this thing on time, y'all, and how important it is for us to recognize what we have in our hands. I don't know how many of you realize that. Then after I got to reading a little bit, it says that the Chinese believe that this year, this incident means that there is a bag of money at the end of it for you. All of us want a bag of money. Yes, we do. I mean, even those of us who have money want some more money. It's something about money that makes folks just want some more of it. I don't know what that's all about. Never seem to get enough of money. But anyway, I am so glad that God is sharing with me and letting me know without a shadow of a doubt that he supplies our every need and that he gives us what we need to know when we need to know it. And right now, TMC family, you need to know that you have more time than you thought you had to accomplish the goals that you have set for 2019, so get to work on it. Now, let me get on to my subject for the day. I started on Monday talking to you about adversity and the fact that 2019 gave me some sucker punches that I just was not ready for. The death of my husband, the sickness, the my children all growing into their and transitioning into their place of maturity, being alone, just so much. Pneumonia in both lungs, just so much. But it's just not me. It's others who have gone through so much this year as well. I don't know of anyone who has not had some real adversities in their life during the year of 2019. Ooh, that time thing got me rocking and reeling. Glory be to God. God is an awesome God. But the series on adversity comes, and most of us would just fall flat on our faces, fall down and say, God, forget this. This is just too much. But I'm here to tell you that there is a way for us to deal with adversity whereby we can come out victoriously. And I will give you some principles on how to deal with adversity and be victorious in the dealing. How about that? We're going to the book of Genesis the 26th chapter, and we began reading at the 12th verse. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Who blessed him? The Lord did. And the man waxed great. He became great. Ike became great and went forward and grew until he became not just great, but very great. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. When you become great, when you accomplish what God has given you to accomplish, you got to understand that you're going to have some haters, and it's okay to have them. For all the wells which his father's servant had dug in the days of Abraham, Abraham's servants had dug these wells and had passed them on to him. So he had plenty of water. The Philistines had stopped them up and filled them with the earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art mightier than, much mightier than we. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent. I want you to know it was a tent. It wasn't no house. In the valley, down in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there. He had to go and live there. And then, and Isaac dug again wells of water, which they had dug in the days of Abraham, his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. Listen, listen to me. This lesson goes from the 12th chapter, I mean the 12th verse to the third verse. I want you to read it. So I want you to drop right on down to the 24th verse, and this is the verse that absolutely rocks you. And the Lord appeared unto Ike the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless you and multiply thy seed for thy servant Abraham, for my servant Abraham's sake. I'm going to bless you for your daddy's sake, boy. You just come on here and do what I say do and acknowledge who you are in me. Genesis 26, 12 through 34. Go in there and read it. You all. Father, I thank you for your word today. I'm so thankful today that you called us to this place to hear the word, which says that we can deal with adversity victoriously because you are our Father. Yes, yes, yes. I ask you all to go out on Monday and listen to this country singer, Paul Overstreet. He wrote a song about this story, you all. And I know some of you don't like country music, but it's okay. The words of this song is good. The word says, I had a blessing from the Lord up above, gave him a beautiful woman to love, a place to live, some land to farm, two good legs and two good arms. The devil came sneaking around one night, decided he would do a little evil to Ike. Figured he hit old Ike where it hurts, so he filled up all Ike's wells with dirt. Ike went out to get his morning drink, got a cup full of dirt, and his heart did sink. He knew it was the devil, so he said with a grin, God bless me once, huh? He can do it again. So when the rains don't fall and the crops all fail and the cow ain't putting out any milk in the pail, don't sit around waiting for a check in the mail. Just pick up your shovel and dig another well. Just pick up your shovel and dig another well. As I meditated on the scripture text here today and thought about this song, I was reminded of the different ways that different believers respond to opposition and adversity. Some Christians respond very successfully and victoriously in the midst of adversity. By successfully, I mean that despite the adversity in their lives, their faith is strengthened. Their walk with God progresses, and they continue to draw close to him and receive his blessings and provisions for their lives. In other words, they do just like I did in the psalm. They said, God blessed me once, and he blessed me again. Shirley Caesar says that he'll do it again. He did it once, and he'll do it again. Because they believe this. They believe that if they picked up their shovels, not sitting there on their laurels, crying and moaning and groaning, Lord, look at me. Why did this happen to me? Oh, God. They picked up their shovels, and they said, ha, we'll dig another well. Unfortunately, not all of God's children respond to adversity victoriously. Not all of them will pick up their shovel and decide to dig another well. Not all of them will recognize that in the midst and in the face of adversity, there is victory. Yes, yes, yes. Some people are defeated rather than being victorious in the face of the various problems of life. And if you've lived any length of days, you know that in this life you will have some problems. Instead of praising God and walking with him and saying, I love you, Lord, hallelujah, I worship and adore you. Instead of lifting your arms and saying, hallelujah, don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you can do it again. Hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus. They develop a woe is me attitude. The adversity, our opposition, has little positive consequences because of how they respond to it. Adversity can have positive consequences. Do you hear me? With that in mind, I'm going to share with you today just one principle. The one, and I'm going to do it in 2 minutes. No, you are looking at the clock. Yes, yes, yes. The first principle is Christians should, you hear me? Christians should expect adversity. I really believe that an essential key for overcoming adversity is to realize that it is a norm for us who live and follow Christ. Those of us who live for Christ, follow Christ, and receive the blessings of Christ should understand that the enemy does not like us. And because the enemy does not like you, the enemy is out to get you. Hallelujah. When adversity comes your way as a child of God, you should say, thank you, God, that I have been chosen. I've been chosen for this assignment. I've been chosen to take on this opposition. I've been chosen to take on this adversity. I've been chosen for this thing. Oh, it's all in my DNA. You knew I could take it, God, so you allowed it to come my way. You looked at me as you did Job. And so, God, I thank you because you know I am strong enough to go through this. Do you hear what I'm saying? This does not mean that we as believers should desire adversity or trouble. No, we ain't looking for it. We ain't out looking for trouble. But this does not mean that we should consider every little problem an attack of Satan, or should we expect to be exempt from every problem. It just means that we should realize that God's blessed people will undergo real adversity. In Genesis 26, we learn that, okay, this is it. In Genesis 26, we learn that Ike was a man of God who did what God said by saying, stand in the land despite a famine, and who was promised the blessings of God. In verses 12 through 14, we see some of the blessings that were manifested for him despite the famine. How he got flocks and how his crops grew and everything. Yet despite God's promises of blessings, we also see Ike began to face serious adversity, drinking dirt from his well as opposed to spring water, and the oppositions that come in verses 15 and 16. His wells were the tangible and symbolic sign of God's blessings, and they were stopped by the Philistines. And I'm going to stop right there, because I have more to talk about. And guess what? I have four more Mondays to talk about it. Look at God. and may have another Thursday somewhere along the line. God is a God who says, what I have for you, you will get if you walk it through. You got to walk it out. You cannot sit and mourn. You got to get up and get your shovel and dig another well and understand that you can be successful in the face of adversity. Come on, Minister Rebecca, and take this thing away, because I don't have to stop. Time says I do. I got more to say. Minister Rebecca, you got it?
Wow, wow. Thank you so much, Dr. P.K. Roberts. I'm definitely going to be tuning in to hear the rest of this, because I've been taking notes and I want to know those points, accepting adversity and accepting the blessings of God, and I want to know the rest. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with a benediction after a few announcements. TMC family, join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, and we just thank you for who you are and for this beautiful day that you have made, Lord. We are rejoicing, and we're just so glad in it, Lord. We just thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Thank you for giving her wisdom and revelation, Lord. Thank you for giving her a wonderful sharing spirit, Lord, and just continue to bless her and her family and to overflow this season, Lord, and this upcoming new year, Lord. And we just thank you for just all of your wonders that you've given us, Lord, here. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton family and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord. Continue to bless her and her mom and her beautiful family there in Texas and the community that they are in, Lord. Thank you for our Artist Life family, and thank you for our TMC family, our every speaker and listener, Lord. Lord, we are also lifting up all of our prayer requests, all of our family members that are going through any kind of sickness, Lord. We just ask you to strengthen them, Lord, and also, Lord, healing them, Lord. Minister Jackie and her brother Bart, Lord. Minister Robin's body and her knees, Lord. And Minister Robin's dad, Lord. My mom, Christine, Lord. My Auntie Lena, Lord. We just call your healing powers and your Holy Spirit, Lord, to just give your Holy Spirit power to flow into every cell of their body and restore them in Jesus' name. Lord, restore them, their body, mind, and spirit. Lord, we are also lifting up our bereaved family members, Lord, including Anna Wallace, Lord, and her family on the death of their loved one. Lord, just comfort them and remind them, Lord, that they, even though their loved one is absent from the body, they are present right there with you, King Jesus. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we love you. We ask that your kingdom come and your will be done right here on this earth as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can hear the playback number. It is call the playback number. It is 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is the same, 957-677-POUND. And the new morning motivational call is next. And that number again is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Today, again, is Awareness Wednesday. The topic is depression. Thank you again, Minister Cynthia, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
All righty. I hear Baby Rose there just trying to take over. Yes. She's going to be just like Missionary Gracie. She's got a message already. Bless her heart. God loves you, and we love and appreciate you, a mother who will get on this here call and just press through and do what we have asked you to do. And the Lord says, it's all right. As we prepare to leave this call, everybody, listen to me. I want you to hear me when I say, you can face adversity victoriously. You can face adversity victoriously. Now, God, we ask that your power will give us what we need to stand in the midst of opposition and decree and declare that we are victoriously living a super fantastic lifestyle because Jesus died for us to do so. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. God bless you, everybody. Go out and have a super fantastic day.